It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and our mission is to make Mondays great. Welcome to it. It is 8:07, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Heartbreaking loss to Georgia, 34-20. Hey, Georgia's ranked like number 2 in the nation. They do have a good football team, and we played with them right into the fourth quarter and then some. But DJ Lagway got hurt, and you got a walk-on who hasn't taken a lot of snaps, Aiden Warner, and did his best. And you have to wonder, because, you know, the chatter's been out there about Billy Napier and his job as the head coach, and, you know, is he going to last through the season? Will he be able to pull out a win here somewhere that'll make the powers that be say, you know, it's... Let's give him another year. We're not done yet. It's too early to make a determination. I mean, honestly, in my gut, it's hard to tell. I just felt early on, it was like, man, they are going to cut the cord very, very quickly. Now, maybe not as quickly. So it's kind of interesting, and yeah, trying to get a feel for what's going to happen. Obviously, a win against Georgia would have been huge, and that would have definitely guaranteed him at least the rest of the year. Now it's going to be tough. You can't blame him that DJ Lagway got hurt. I mean, that's not a coaching call. So, it coached what seemed to be a pretty darn good game against a strong team. So we'll see how that unfolds, right? So we've got that going on. We've got tornadoes and flooding and severe weather in Oklahoma overnight, at least 11 people injured. And, man, it shredded some homes and properties, mm-hmm. even in Texas, and then they expect more of the same. It could be coming again. I guess they're not out of the woods completely on some of this stuff.
Yeah, some more possibly rolling in today. So, yeah.
Wow.
Not good.
And then we have to keep an eye on, you know, tropical weather still, even though here we are, what, November the 4th, day before before Election Day, and we're still talking about this kind of stuff, thanks to Radiant Credit Union, severe weather coverage. You've got PTC 18, and that's a potential tropical cyclone 18, a broad area of low pressure, South Central Caribbean Sea. It is expected to become a tropical storm. That could happen today. Rafael will be the name, and it moves toward Jamaica, the Cayman Islands, and Cuba, expected to enter the Gulf of Mexico on Wednesday and become a hurricane. However, where the system will go after that is really anyone's guess, and the spaghetti models are showing different things because it's awfully early on. As we get more information on this, we always get a better picture as time goes on. So by this time tomorrow, we may have a clearer picture, obviously, by Wednesday. But I just can't believe.
I know.
We're still talking about
it. Supposed to be done.
And there were some nimwits, some real nimrods, that were posting, like, fake stuff, remember?
Yes.
Right after Helene kind of blew through and stuff.
Come on, people.
And they were saying, yeah, another one's coming, and...
Mm-hmm.
It was fake news. And I know some people don't pass it along on purpose. They think they're being helpful. Right. The people who initially put those things together,
they know what they're doing.
What's wrong with them? I just
little bunny trail. The same thing. And this, I just wish people would trust but verify. Let's borrow Ronald Reagan here. They keep spreading these missing persons. There's usually two people or two pictures in the post. They've taken it from a buy and sell page somewhere, which, like, okay, your daughter is missing. Are you going to go to, you know,
Marketplace?
No, that's not where you're going to go. So it's always very generic. It mentions the police station.
Yet, like, they make it sound personal, too, like the person who sent you that.
Yes.
It's like they know the person, but they don't.
No. Well, and what happens if people you know are sharing it, because they say it only takes a moment to share, and then it shares and shares and shares and shares. And it's like, they're all fake. They're just wasting your time.
You know what else I've seen on, like, estate sales? The same kind of story.
Yes.
Our friends had to suddenly relocate and move, and they're leaving behind this pristine boat, these pristine cars, these pristine 4x4s, this pristine this and that, and it's all scary. And, you know, they hardly want anything
for it.
It's like, what is the purpose of
that?
And
then the fake contesting, whether it's with restaurants or you mentioned the motorhome. We have one left, and it only has a few scratches, but if you'll share this, you'll have a chance at winning it. Now, there's no information on how they're going to know who shared it or your information, but people are going, oh, yeah. It's like they
And then they include you or me. Like, they include you, like they're doing you a favor. It's like, don't include me. I don't want any parts of that.
No.
You know, somebody mentioned you in a comment or whatever. Then you go to the comment and you realize it's one of those things where it goes, the list goes on and on.
Just pay attention. Don't just think Cher is your friend.
No, it's not.
She's not. She votes wrong anyway.
Yeah. Well, we needed her, though, over the weekend.
Yeah.
Because she had to turn back time for us. And everybody is on board, right? It is 8:12, almost 8:13. Does everybody know that?
It was so light this morning at 7 o'clock.
Driving home from St. Pete yesterday, Betsy and I both got fooled a couple of times. We're like, yeah, man, we need to get home, man. It's getting late or whatever. It's like, oh, no, it's not.
Didn't set all those clocks.
It's an hour, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the one on the truck.
Mm-hmm.
I did my watch right away. Of course, your phone updates automatically.
Yep.
But then you realize I use every clock, no matter where it is.
But then you realize, you know, again, was it nice having daylight at 7 this morning? Yeah. But I don't like it dark at 5:45 in the afternoon.
Yeah, it
does.
That's
what I don't like.
It is.
I don't like this mode is the one I don't like.
Yeah, we don't get enough daylight to begin with because year-round we come to work, it's dark out. So, a general contractor shot and killed about 1:30 Friday after allegedly pulling a gun on a tile worker inside an unfinished St. Petersburg, Florida home. Mm. Look, I told you I drove around a little bit there yesterday. I was visiting, but I also drove around. And I can tell you that all the trash piled up, not just on the coast, on the bay side, going in many blocks. What hit there was really incredible. I've never seen anything like it, and I've lived all over Florida for, 40-something years. Fox 13 reported that a tile worker inside a home allegedly began destroying tiles, and the contractor, Mostafa Abdo, went to his vehicle, retrieved a gun upon re-entering the house. Abdo allegedly threatened to shoot the tile worker. The St. Petersburg Police Department noted that the tile worker's father, 52-year-old Yamal Benitez, was also working tile, and he grabbed his own gun and shot Abdo. Abdo died from his gunshot injuries, and so far the St. Pete Police Department ruled that the shooting was in self-defense.
Yeah.
But it just goes to show you the level of stress is heightened after this kind of thing. All the people in your neighborhood, they're all feeling the same kind of stress. The demands that are placed, you know, on the contractors, and they're trying to get supplies and all that. It is a recipe for tempers and other issues to arise. And, you know, you don't settle those things with a gun. But if it was truly in self-defense, the guy saved his own life.
Yeah.
Or the life of his son, whatever the case may be. You know, we're going to talk to the governor later on today, 9:05. In fact, less than an hour from now, Governor Ron DeSantis will be joining us. Looking forward to that conversation. And Florida-Georgia game, the Gators took a little bit of a beating, but nothing like it appears some fans got up in the stands.
Yeah.
Details on that, man. A whole lot more. It is all coming your way as we try to make Mondays great on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Yes, there is a thing going on tomorrow. Something.
A really big thing?
It's going to happen.
No.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Kind of a big deal?
Yeah. Every 4 years, yep, the big national election to see who's going to be El Presidente for the next 4 years. It is 8:21. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we will have election coverage, election night, that is tomorrow, starting at 9 p.m. Okay, and carrying it straight for 72 hours until they determine a winner. Greg and I can take another little vacation. Oh. No.
Wow.
We'll be here as per usual, of course. Hopefully it won't be too long of a drawn-out thing, because, all right, here's a headline. New poll highlights how Americans are tilting as the race barrels toward the finish line, much like a turtle, barrels across the road. Not so much. Yeah. Barrels toward. Yeah. And they use the same kind of hyperbole when they talk about hurricanes.
Yeah.
And, yes, barreling toward the Florida coast. Just to me, barreling and 12 miles per hour.
Not the same thing. No. I've never been pulled over for barreling down the highway at 12 miles an hour. I would, but it wouldn't be barreling. It'd be causing, you know, slow traffic. But.
Yeah, barreling.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were rolling barrels.
Yes.
How fast do barrels roll? 14 miles an hour if you push them hard enough. Okay. Well, there you know. Now you know what the cutoff is. So anyway, we've got your coverage for you, and we'll be all over it, and that's what we do. Hey, apparently there was a beating, not just on at Jacksonville in the football field, that, you know, the Gators suffered under, a thrashing given to them by the Georgia Bulldogs. And actually, all things being said, Gators played a heck of a game. And it wasn't until the fourth quarter and DJ Lagway, our quarterback, got hurt and, you know, kind of the bottom fell out. But other than that, we were neck and neck, man.
Yeah,
we were playing. And it's number two, Georgia number two in the nation. So, yeah, nothing to hang your head about, really. Mm-hmm. And you can't help it when somebody gets hurt and they're already, like, you know, one of your two quarterbacks, the other one being hurt as well, Mertz, he's out for the season. But up in the stands, there was a whacking and a cracking.
Yes, there was.
A video came out when TMZ had this. Police were called to quell a disturbance between fans at Everbank Stadium. How the officer subdued the fans has drawn, well, definitely a lot of attention and quite a bit of criticism as well.
A whole lot of swinging going on there, we'll just say. Yeah.
One woman can be heard saying in the video to one of the law enforcement officers, "Why are you punching him?"
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Legit question, I guess. You know.
The footage begins with one officer on the ground punching a fan repeatedly in the face and head area. The other incident involved an officer standing while holding a Florida fan in something resembling a headlock shortly after the standing cop sees his partner punching the fan on the ground, and the cop begins striking the fan he is grappling with. I guess thinking, yeah, I have to deal with this on my own because obviously my partner...
He's tied up.
He's kind of busy right now. And the officer standing, however, may have thought that he had good cause to begin delivering the strikes. As the video shows, the fan's hand was getting very close to the law enforcement officer's firearm.
Yeah, he had his arm wrapped around him because he was like on the left side of the officer. His arm wrapped around behind the officer. And yeah, it was if you're aware of that arm being there, it's a little too close for comfort. And that whole weapons retention thing is really important.
Did the video start early enough to where they, you know, the law enforcement first came up to the unruly fans or whatever?
I haven't seen that if it did.
Yeah, see, that's it, because if you only see part of it, it's usually you don't get the full picture. And I'm not going into defend the cop mode or attack the cop mode. I don't know. I didn't see it. Greg saw what he saw of it, but again, how did it?
Well, it got to that point.
Yeah.
Right. That's the question.
And this, you don't want to see that. Normally, law enforcement comes and you're like, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Not, I'm going to start fighting the cop. I mean, where do you think you're at? Like Philadelphia?
Right.
Come on, man.
Yeah, that city is named so wrong.
Come on, man.
So wrong.
Yeah. Who do you think you are? Vice President Kamala Harris warned us on Sunday that Americans may experience a repeat of the 2020 election, where the winner was not decided on the same night as the polls closed. She posted on X. She said while she expects to win on Tuesday, she warned that it will take time to count every vote that the Democrats are printing up and filling out in the back room. Okay, she didn't say that second part.
But we thought it.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
The margins are going to be close, but our campaign is on track to win this election. Americans all across the country are casting their vote in record numbers, hopefully with their illegal immigrant friends in tow.
Again, exactly what we thought.
Ready to turn the page.
It's a good song. I'm tired
we
of hearing
hope
it from her,
that,
though.
We hope that she's on the long and lonesome highway east of Washington, D.C.
Ooh, east.
Floating on a yacht.
Or pile of garbage.
Oh! You had to.
I couldn't help it.
All right. What do we have going on here? Oh, it is 8:28, and coming up in about 30, 35 minutes, the governor... Governor Ron DeSantis will join us on the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy right here, live and local. We are News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Here we are, another day in paradise. I know it's Monday. We're going to make it great. It's what we do. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:34. Thank you for following us, for keeping us on your little radio dial. Mm-hmm. Do they still have dials?
Well, I guess in a sense. Not the old school. But
digital dial on your digital dial.
That's right.
We're 97.3 megahertz. Megahertz.
Megahertz.
Yeah, we're mega, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until it hurts. And we hope that it hurts Kamala and her ilk. She was on Saturday Night Live. Just a last-minute little drop in appearance. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you don't, says one of the FCC commissioners. No. This close to an election, getting free exposure, free national airtime. You naughty girl. Yep. She made a cameo during the cold open of NBC Saturday Night Live alongside Maya Rudolph, who has played Harris on the show and did so in this sketch. Harris and her character joked about Harris's Republican opponent, former President Donald Trump, missing the door handle on the garbage truck he rode in earlier this week. And Harris's laugh, in addition to making a few plays on words on Harris's first name, And Rudolph's Harris's character also stated that she would vote for them. Yeah, which Harris said, yeah, if she was registered to vote in Pennsylvania. But she said, yeah, I'm voting for us, I guess is how she said it.
Because it's the same person.
Because she's playing her in the skit.
I'm so tired of Kamala and skits. It's like, come on. We've seen enough of them. You're fake. BET FaceTime, it's like, come on.
Yeah, it's all a skit.
Yeah, they all are.
It's all a skit. And then, as it turns out, maybe a plagiarized skit.
Would that be shocking?
Absolutely not.
No.
That would be borrowing a page from her own books, or several pages that were plagiarized. Or you could be taking that from the Biden book, where he's been busted for plagiarizing.
Yep.
I guess it's a thing with the Democrats. Vice President Kamala Harris's 11th hour moves on the campaign trail, including a cringe last minute cameo on SNL.
Cringe.
It's being mocked and roasted online. Even her SNL skit was plagiarized, remarked one social media user who added an emoji where they're rolling on the floor. Cackling Kamala does an SNL skit where she sits and talks to herself. Which, right? That's what she's doing.
Right.
And, the definition of cringe, some were saying. 3 minutes and 14 seconds, I'll never get back, said another. Now, my understanding was it was only a little over a minute. And the reason that that is important is because the FCC looking at this, NBC has already kind of made good on it.
Right.
It's an equal time thing that gets complicated as you get closer to an election. And they violated, I guess, that policy, you would say. So they let Trump throw in a minute or so during a NASCAR race yesterday.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah. Even her SNL skit was plagiarized, according to X account, sharing a photo of a past episode featuring former President Donald Trump on Saturday Night Live before the mainstream media and entertainment industry turned on him, performing a very similar skit.
Again, not shocked a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, that is that they don't have. Well, they can't share what their ideas are. This whole idea let's give up America's sovereignty. It just doesn't resonate with most Americans, although they have so many of them brainwashed now. They probably just about could get away with actually saying exactly what they're going to do.
That's the scary part, is they are.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll say, look, the economy's going to suck for a while. We're going to basically sell it to China. But you know what? It's going to keep the planet alive. Climate change won't kill you. So what if you got to live under a little Chinese oppression? So what if we give up our sovereignty to the UN and allow them to call the shots? At least the planet will be alive. You know, I bet you that if they came out with that, they'd still only lose about 2% of their votes. I bet you.
Oh, yeah. Because these people have just fought. Well, you got a generation that's been raised on this garbage and believe all of it, and then whatever the Democrats say is the answer, then they believe that's the answer.
Well, yeah, and then they look it up, and they only look up specifically those things that are going to back up what they believe to be the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, look at Barack Obama. He knows better. He knows what the truth is.
Yeah.
But yet he still resorts to the old debunked very fine people hoax.
Oh, my
and he used it in a closing argument on behalf of Kamala Harris in Milwaukee.
He knows better.
Yeah.
He does.
Trump did not sit down for pleasantries with Holocaust deniers. He invited Kanye West to Mar-a-Lago before West had fully outed himself as a raving anti-Semite. West then brought Nick Fuentes along, who Trump did not know. But that was not the worst falsehood Obama said. The white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, to which Obama referred, was actually a rally for and against the preservation of a Confederate statue for historic reasons. That was the whole thing that was going on in Charlottesville. It was hijacked by white supremacists.
Mm-hmm.
And they were attacked by Antifa thugs in a melee that saw violence on all sides as Trump put it. Moreover, Trump was referring to nonviolent protesters as very fine people. He said the neo-Nazis and white supremacists should be condemned totally. Now, that's the truth. And, you know, if you don't want to take, you know, the story's word for it and all the other fact finders, maybe Herschel Walker, who has been on our show several times, said Donald Trump is not a racist. I've known him for over 40 years.
Dr. Ben Carson.
Everybody loved him, even on the left, until he not just ran as a Republican, but was succeeding as a Republican. Then Oprah and all the women on The View, they all, you know, not just turned their backs on him, they got downright nasty.
Oprah's out with her
and ugly.
Yeah, hanging out.
And so the very fine people was very fine people on both sides of an issue. The ones that were nonviolent, who said, I think we should keep the Confederate monuments. And then there was another group who said, no, we don't think we should.
Yeah.
He said there's very fine people on both sides.
Exactly.
Nothing to do with neo-Nazis or white supremacists or skinheads. And, you know, when you've got a lie, when you've got a lie and use deception to win, you know, by you're winning by deceiving people. That's all I need to know.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know. You attach Democrats with deceiving, and that's what they've done. What did they call the spending act that, put us into the largest inflation ever?
Inflation Reduction Act?
Inflation Reduction Act.
Is a lie.
Yeah. That's like saying I'm going to start my belly reduction diet by ordering six extra large pizzas.
Ooh, can we do that?
Yeah, but
you get the same result, I guess.
Well, you can, but people will laugh at you for calling it, you know.
Yeah.
There you go. You already heard about Peanut the Squirrel, right? Peanut the Squirrel has died. Peanut the Squirrel was euthanized. This really is a story that, you know, the memes and social media and stuff, it all went viral. It's about a guy who adopted a little pet squirrel. And, you know, I don't like the tree rats, but this clearly was a pet. He had him for like 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Some moron, some bozo, called on him. And they took the squirrel and euthanized it.
And this squirrel was a social media star. I mean, he brought attention to not only himself, but, you know, the whole thing with the animals. And you just wonder what they were thinking, that this was going to be a good idea. Well, you got to take a dozen people or so to some guy's house and hijack a squirrel and grab a raccoon while you're there? Come on.
And this is in New York State, which has seen crime rates go up. And you've seen illegal immigration and all the problems that is fraught with in New York City and in the state at large, all of those problems. And yet they have to literally kick down the door and act like a bunch of Nazis and take the squirrel and euthanize it. And remember, those people are beholden to Democrats. The governor is a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
The mayor of New York's a Democrat. Those are mostly Democrats that are in charge, and that's their government overreach and lack of true priorities going on. That's it in a nutshell, for lack of a better pun.
Poor Peanut.
Yeah.
It was all a peanut squirrel.
Former President Donald Trump invited members of the Roanoke College women's swim team, who stood up against the radical left after a transgender athlete tried to join their team. And he had them come on stage in Salem, Virginia, on Saturday. Before bringing the swimmers on stage, Trump reminded the audience of the team's brave stand in defending their rights as female athletes after a trans athlete tried to join their team. Yeah, I love it how the left has always said, you're so brave to go, you're so brave to do this, you're so brave to do that. But really, the brave ones are the ones who stand against this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they could, you know, they have fear of being canceled and, you know, rebuked, retribution, all that. And so, yeah, they are the brave ones. And Trump pointed that out. And he has a very simplistic way to deal with the issue. No, if you're a biological male, you can't compete in women's sports.
Seems simple, huh?
Doesn't need to be sliced and diced. You don't need to read between the lines.
And don't have to do any slicing or dicing either. So.
Well, there's that, too.
So, just saying.
Yeah. Hey, coming up at 9:05, we're going to talk to Governor Ron DeSantis right here on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy live and local. News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Good morning and welcome. We're going to make it an awesome Monday. It's what we do. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we're approaching 8:51. We will have your election coverage beginning at 9 p.m. tomorrow night. And hopefully ending with the winner being announced, you know, within hopefully a couple of days, weeks. We'll see how it goes. You know, I can do my prognosticating and predictions. But, you know, what throws a wrench in all of that is, you know, how many of the rules are going to be followed versus how much fudging, tomfoolery, you know, and other things could possibly take place. Water pipe busting.
Yeah.
Right. In Atlanta.
Oh, they just don't have enough plumbers up there.
Yeah. So the good news is, what did I see? The last number was over 65 million people had voted already. That is awesome. So that way, these little last minute little things that we warned you about that could be a possibility, hopefully won't negatively impact the outcome. And what role, what will be the benefit of RFK Jr. kind of teaming up with Trump? You know, will that be obvious? Will that be big enough to help the margin? You know, they wouldn't take him off the ballot in Michigan.
Right.
They refused to. And you have to ask yourself now, why would that be? Is there, what would be a good reason that you can think of why, you know, they couldn't take him off the ballot?
So you could water down the vote towards Trump in a very important state.
No, yeah, but I'm talking about like a good legal ethical reasoning. Not the truth.
Oh, I thought you wanted the
not
truth.
Not the truth.
I don't think there is one, really. Is there?
Well, that's
would
the
they
thing.
Say, oh, we already printed them all or whatever? I mean, I don't know.
Well, that's, that happens all the time.
It
anyway, they wouldn't take them off the ballot.
I like my reason.
That's the truth. I believe it to be.
It's true.
Yeah. Create some confusion.
Yep.
Maybe a few people will be silly enough to vote for him or be mistaken or whatever, and they'll check the box. Yeah, look, they're desperate. The Dems are desperate. They'll do whatever. I think that overall, RFK Jr., you know, supporting Trump, I think is very big. Can I put a number on it? No, but I just think you're going to get some people who are frustrated that were considering voting either for RFK or nobody. And RFK, I think, made a strong enough case to say, look, we're not going to be able to get my or our whole agenda in. But if we can get some of it in, and our best chance of getting some of that in is with Trump, that to me makes a lot
Smart.
Of sense,
yeah.
right? Former President Trump on Sunday expressed tentative support for Kennedy Jr.'s plan to order the removal of fluoride from water supplies during a potential second term. He says it sounds okay to me. Well, I haven't talked to him about it yet, but it sounds okay. You know it's possible, and he has said that Kennedy would have a big role in health care if the former president wins re-election. And I think that alone should garner some votes, I would think. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Donnie, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob. I actually don't think RFK is going to get many votes for Trump, but the reason I'm calling is, have we ever seen before in the history of an election Secretary of State forcing somebody to stay on a ballot when they've tried to get off the ballot? We have never seen that before. They are forcing him onto the ballot. I guess next election they will be able to put whoever they want on the ballot to water down our vote.
Well, they kind of... already did.
This year, yeah.
Kamala was that.
Yeah, she.
You know,
they put her on the ballot.
you remember how the primaries went? You know, and how she continued to beat the sitting president. No, you.
My memory must not be that good.
No,
I don't remember that.
No, because it never happened. It never happened. You remember how the people clamored for her. They're like, we want Kamala. We don't want Joe. Mm. And so they settled it with a series of primaries.
There were no votes for she got nothing.
No, I didn't think so.
No, she didn't.
So, think about it. If you are a Democrat, you're like, this thing you keep saying you're saving democracy, but I feel like democracy was, kind of came up short because all picked, the candidate. We didn't get to say anything about it. And when we did say something about it, it wasn't Kamala as our pick.
No, it wasn't.
But here we are. And where are we going? We're going to talk to the governor. Yes, Governor Ron DeSantis is going to be on the air with us in about 8 minutes. And we're going to ask him all about Amendment 3. All right? So don't get doped up between now and then.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.